Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
That is Mr. Glenn Campbell. And that is a song that I think is one of the greatest lyrical songs ever recorded. And I thought that was worth starting the show with that. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Safe home, Glenn Campbell. I adore that piece of music. I have forever. I will be honest with you, Glenn Campbell, some of the stuff I thought, you know, not my cup of tea, but that is fantastic.
I'm glad you played that. Did you ever play that when you were on country radio?
No, I probably didn't.
Because you came after that, right? Yeah.
It was a
great record,
though. It is Wide Open Wednesday, and I just adore that song. So I thought I'd, for those of you that never heard it, that's Gentle on My Mind, and Glenn Campbell passed away yesterday, and we thought, yeah, that's a song that I was thinking, can I jump in? Now it's two minutes and change. I said, why not? Play the whole thing. For anybody that's never heard it, that's just a beautiful song. It is Wide Open Wednesday, and the backstory on that song, was that on the movie soundtrack at some point? Wasn't that? I know that Glenn Campbell music was like on a lot of movies. I don't remember.
I think
exactly.
It's a Jimmy Webb record, isn't it? Didn't Jimmy Webb write that?
I have no idea.
Let me check.
To the musicologist.
I will double check. I'm not sure of the backstory.
Welcome
on that one.
To Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's dive right in because you are calling and the lines, as they say, are locked and loaded. Let's get right to Sacramento, California. Hello. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. First caller of the week. Hello, Jeff.
First caller. This is awesome.
Good.
I can't believe it.
I can't either.
I saw the notification. I see it every week when I'm getting ready for work. I called today. great to talk to you guys. You guys kick ass.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
So kind.
You. Jeff, I appreciate that.
That's all I can say.
Positive energy.
That's good. Well, that's fine. We appreciate that. And you're up early calling us, and go enjoy the show. And thank you. That's very nice. But we have to go all the way across the pond now, Jeff, to jolly old England and say hi to Chuck. It is Wide Open Wednesday, by the way, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Chuck, is this Chuck Moody? Because I know you're on an England vacation right now.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And it's a convenient time.
We're out here on the tour of the UK that we took 30 years ago. It's the same tour that Barb and I met on.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And if those of you are listening right now, he's not breaking up. There's not a bad cell reception. He's just drunk.
Chuck Moody of the famous Barb and Chuck Moody's, who just moved into a new house. I know everything about them because of social media. Are you enjoying your English vacation, Chuck?
Oh, yeah, we're having a great time. I'm actually calling you through the app on Wi-Fi. So
that's amazing.
That's cool.
I love that.
The future is here.
I love that. Yeah. And how's Barb doing? Any complaints?
No, she's doing fine. We're at this picnic where we're meeting the members of a band that we were both fans of back in the day. They're having their 50th anniversary this year, a band called Fairport Convention.
Oh, of course.
With them right now.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is up. Chuck. You know, to think of us all the way in
living
England
the dream
is wonderful. And safe travels. Enjoy your vacation and give our best to your good lady. All right, my friend?
Good lady. I will.
Thank you very much. That's the terrible connection. But
still, they call from England.
Gentle on My Mind, Mike, was written by a gentleman named John Hartford and won four Grammys in 1968. It was never in a movie, but it was the theme to the Glenn Campbell Show.
That's it. Okay, and worthy of that. Let's go to Nebraska. Rick in Nebraska, or your name is Rick Nebraska, but
that sounds like a DJ name.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Doing great. What can we do for you, Rick?
Well, I just wanted to discuss a little blast from the past. But first of all, I want to mention I've been listening to the show since I was like 11 years old.
Wonderful.
I'm 26 now.
15 years.
Yes, sir. And I love it.
That was Rob Spiewak that stopped the show by screaming that out.
As excited as he could be, I do math. Let me yell it out.
Love math. It's exciting. Absolutely. Word problems.
What's your little TMOS history there, Rick?
Well, like I said, I've been listening ever since the Don and Mike days when I was a young lad. But I wanted to ask Oscar a question about his earlier radio days.
Oh, please.
Oscar, go right ahead, Rick. Go ahead. Just move it along a little bit, Rick. You know, got a lot of
Oscar,
calls.
Do you remember Kara McKenzie?
Yes, that was my ex-girlfriend. Is she still alive?
It's a fantastic call, isn't it? I knew it was the taming.
I lived right behind that big farm.
Oh, nice. I've been to that farm. They got a lot of animals on that farm.
Probably too many, but anyway.
You want to mention any one of my ex-wives or something? Could we do that to make it a little more awkward?
No, sir.
Do you want me to fax you over a list of people that have sued the show?
Did you own the house behind their house? They had a big pool. I've gone swimming in that pool.
No, I did not own that house, but I did want to ask you if you ever find out who stole the stalk of corn costume.
Yes, we actually found out, I would imagine, about 6 months after the fact on WJFK.
Wow.
I actually don't want to give him credit right now. Were you calling to tell me that?
No, there was another sordid detail that I have about...
All right, move it along. Just get let really
Mike,
just pick up
Mike's
the pace.
Mike's not very happy about this
really,
conversation.
I'm not tracking with this. Yeah. I don't know what you... I know you're mentioning one of...
So very sorry. So I turned out to be best friends with Kara McKenzie's younger sister, and she really related...
All right, fantastic.
Really? Wow. Do you think that's a comment on the man or a comment on Nebraska?
Honest to God.
Wow.
Ben in Bar Harbor. Yeah, bring up an ex-girlfriend when he's engaged to me, getting married in like a month.
It's called timing.
Nad. All right, anyway,
Ben
from Bar Harbor. Thank you. No, I mean, I'm just saying what you're thinking. Ben in Bar Harbor. Go ahead.
Where is this going?
Mike, I need your forgiveness.
Okay. What do I have to forgive you for? This is a theme for today's show. What do we? You know, maybe I shouldn't have started with the dead guy song. You know, that's the way normally start a show.
I made a horrible mistake.
What's that?
I went to Thunderhole yesterday in Acadia National Park.
Yes.
And it was a very misty day in Maine.
Yeah.
I've never been to Maine, and
it was. It was a terrible morning. Yeah.
I looked out into the beautiful little bay area outside of Thunder Hole.
Yeah.
And I saw what looked like a disturbance in the water. And I instantly yelled, "I think that's a whale." And I caused the commotion yesterday. It was me yesterday.
That's great.
I think anybody that ever goes to that landmark should do the same damn thing. Yeah. I think you get so many rubes going on. Oh, the other thing I didn't mention, Ben, is that I'm sure you've experienced this. When you're driving around Acadia National Park, when people are in a national park, at least my experience with Acadia National Park, and they're driving in front of you, and God bless Colonel Colburn for being our wheelman with his family truckster and hauling my family all around. When people see something, they assume that you're assuming that they're looking at the same thing you are. There are no traffic signals. People stop in the middle of the road. They pull off to the right. There's no sense of anyone following you. So you have to be aware of cars just stopping. That's the way that goes. But I think, you know, Ben, we've started a tradition now, and anybody that goes to that national monument known as Thunder Hole, that attraction, I should say, it's not a monument, that natural wonder should probably scream whale.
Well, and then if you have someone with you, the person can reply, "And he's been there for 4 weeks."
Ben, thank you very much. That's a great call. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Let's take another one here and go to Kurt in Hamden, Connecticut. I played hockey down in Hamden and lost 8-0, I believe, that we lost to Hamden. Well, we played in New Haven Coliseum, and I think Hamden beat us 8-0. They kicked our butts. I remember that. Yes. Yeah, so what can we do for you, Kurt?
Hi. Sorry about that, Mike. I didn't mean to beat you.
No, you
know, it probably wasn't me personally. Don't worry about it. I never played hockey. But
Hi, no problem.
Wonderful to talk to you guys. I listen to you guys like all the time. You get me through my week. I telecommute, so I work alone at home, and my office is 2,000 miles away, so I hardly get to talk to anyone. And listening to you guys makes me feel like I'm not alone in the office all the time. So
thanks so much for that.
I wanted to say that.
We're here for you, man.
Thank you. But I had a quick question, because I got two of the best record talking up guys that I know.
I'm not here for you, man.
Mike and Rob are both, you know, excellent at that. How do you learn to talk up records? Is there like a pointer?
You know what? I think it first.
It's called talent, sir.
I think you have to have rhythm. I think you have to have
rhythm and a sense of music.
How beats go and stuff, and then it's just I never really.
Do you ever do it in the car by yourself?
Yo, all the time.
Yeah, I think it has. There's a certain chip that makes you want to do it.
I love doing it, and
I do too.
It's so much fun to do it. And if you can do it, I think it's something not everybody can do, obviously. And then the people that can't do it, or the people that never tried to do it, are impressed by you doing it, and so that makes you want to do it more because you get credit for it. And I think being a drummer and having a really, you know, one of the things I do is have a great sense of rhythm. It's also been responsible for me not fathering a lot of children, which I'm happy about as well.
Because of the method?
That's a method, yes. But anyway, no, I think I hate to say, you know, oh, you just have it or you don't, but
it's something you have to practice, I think. And also, I think Patton Oswalt has a great quote about it. He said, because he's very good at it too, and he says, but what a horrible thing to be good at.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible.
So that's useless.
That's the answer. Not a very good one, but sorry about that, Kurt. Thanks for listening. Let's go to Portland, Maine. Portland, Maine. Jeff, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good bald egg.
Good morning from the great state of Maine. How are you fellas today?
Super. Loving it up here. Great state. Love being up here.
Yeah, I love how you represent us, Mike. It's just fantastic that you're basically one of us. Love it.
I love this state, and I always will. So what can we do for you in Portland, Maine, Jeff?
So a quick two-parter. First of all, wondering where you guys are with Ozark. I finished it over the weekend and just still blown away.
You know, I don't mind diving in right now because, I mean, I referenced it on yesterday's show, but I will mention it once again. We bailed.
A lot of people are concerned about
that. By we, Mike and Carla.
Yeah,
Carla and Mike, we bailed on the show. Bailed on it, and I'm now on to a recommendation, an old show that's, I think, going into
the Cosby Show.
Lou Grant.
Maybe its fourth season that a lot of listeners recommended to me, called Peaky Blinders.
And
that's what I'm watching on Netflix right now.
What is Peaky Blinders? Can you thumbnail it?
Gangster.
Early 20th century.
Okay.
And 1919, I think it is. And it's a show that I really enjoy.
Does it have Jason Bateman?
It does not have Jason
Bateman. I finished the series.
Okay, Oscar, this is what I'll tell you. This is what I'll tell you about it. This is what lost me. The Redneck Family. Total okay. lack
Hit
of,
close
total
to
lack
home.
Of credit.
Ah!
Total.
No. It's just so great at the end. The last couple episodes with that redneck family gets so fantastic. It's you got to go back. I promise.
It's
you
too jive. It's too. It's there's no credibility. I like my danger reel and the guy. You know, I'm not going to spoil it for people, but there's a lot of stuff in there that I didn't think they needed. They needed.
How much
guy.
Of the money laundering is credible though?
The money laundering is not credible.
No, it's not, right?
No, horribly done.
I mean, it's ridiculously not credible, and the fact that the FBI already on these guys, what a, just there's a lot
what about
that I had trouble
what about the high school teacher dealing meth? Is that credible?
I don't think I got there. I don't think I got to
No,
the
I'm just saying like Breaking Bad Ozark is without the darkness.
I think you insult the skill and the writing and the craftsmanship and the attention to plot detail when Ozark just says throw this there.
I think the hardest
thing
about
hit the guy had the just constant just
the hardest thing about Ozark for me is trying to figure out if Jason Bateman's daughter is hot or not, because I keep looking at her.
By the way, and I said this to Carla even in my first two episodes.
She's 18.
I said this about one other person. I said this about one other person, Brad Pitt, a long time ago in Thelma and Louise. I said, that guy is going to be a star. I said the same thing about the daughter in Ozark. I don't know what her name is. She will be a star.
Do you know she was a contestant on one of the Gordon Ramsay cooking shows when she was like 13?
Really? You know
yeah.
You've entered the
land
of creep.
I looked her up. I just want to know.
He's a father. You have a daughter that same age, technically.
I'm trying to book her for the show.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sure.
I can show you the email trail.
Sure. Yeah. On your private server.
Now I can't book her on the show. If I'm not watching the show, I'll feel like a total ass.
Well, you can jump back in. Go with the fact that you say that she's going to be a star. You're going to be a star, baby.
Well,
no,
I think she is. I think she's got an amazing screen presence at a very young age.
And spoiler alert, deflowered on the show.
What?
Oh, now that is a real spoiler.
Now you're a creep.
All right, there we go.
Are you going to get back in, Mike? Yeah.
Is this
one episode?
Is this Joel in Denver, or is this a legendary radio guy? Hello, Joel in Denver.
So inside, but great.
Put an in between, please, just for me today. Dan.
No, Pony's out there.
Yeah, Dan's in studio.
Yeah, you asked
waiting,
for Dan to come
to
in. He's been sitting.
Well, Dan was supposed to screen the calls, right?
Yes, yeah. That's his job.
But you asked him
but
to come.
But he decided to take a dump when he was going to screen the calls? Is that what happened?
What happened, Dan?
What, you go to the bathroom like at 9 a.m. sharp, right when we're starting the show? What happened?
I just took a quick leak because I thought we had time.
Yeah, that you don't. That's a big, big mistake.
Yeah, you'll never have time.
Not never. We occasionally like to be professional.
Now go relieve Pony. The man's doing your job.
Okay.
Thank you. Send Pony back in.
Yeah, it's all about relief with you.
Joe, I just thought we'd have time. There, that's kind of what we're conveying.
It's millennials.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Aren't we?
Millennials.
Mike,
no one else does that except for Dan.
Dan is also, remember the guy that when you are talking to me or Oscar pre-show will hold up his hand and say, can you turn up my headphones a bit?
Yeah.
Dan craves comfort.
Mac does that. Joel, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Hello.
Hey, you know how it's Joel Rogers, by the way.
Hey, Joel.
When little kids have a dedication, you repeat their name over and over and over because little kids like hearing their name. I just wanted you to say my name again. That's all.
Joel Rogers. I don't get tired of you calling either on Wide Open Wednesday. I've actually kind of relied on it. I don't want to put the pressure on you because I know sometimes you're flying over the country, but I like the regular calls from you.
Calling in so much.
No excuse.
No.
Send more gifts.
I'm making an exception to that rule. For somebody, you've just done too much. You've given so much for us that I don't care about that. I like the fact that there's a possibility you'll call from some exotic location around the world, too. I think that's kind of cool.
Next Wednesday, I'm flying next Wednesday. Tuesday, I'm in Amsterdam, and Wednesday, I'm leaving. So Wednesday morning, I'm going to be somewhere over the Atlantic. So I'm out.
Whoa.
How's the new equipment? That's pilot speak.
That is.
How are you enjoying the new equipment?
G18.
Oh, it's still fantastic. Between now and the end of August, I go to Amsterdam 5 times.
Oh, and by the way, I should point out that a lot of listeners corrected me when I said you were flying in the biggest Airbus that they make when you're technically not. I know that.
The 380s. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. What is the one you're flying
right
now?
It's close, though. The A330.
A330. Okay, big.
It's the European equivalent of a Boeing 777. It's a big wide body, but there is the double decker one.
Is it considered the Nicki Minaj of airplanes?
I don't know enough about Nicki Minaj to say yes or no.
It's like, you know, big tail.
Hey, can I ask you a technical question? Because I saw a news report on the local news that got me scared. They did it. They succeeded. Scaring us. Yay. That global warming is contributing to greater turbulence. You do it for a living.
Oh, wow.
You're always up there. Oh. Have you found that there is more turbulence now with the climate change that we're experiencing?
I've never heard that, so I don't know.
It's the bleeding libs telling us that there's air pockets.
Bleeding libs. Yeah. It's the libs. It's the tree huggers.
You know what it is? It's big air.
Water, but I don't know about turbulence. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Joel, safe travels.
Mike,
enjoy.
I saw that same report.
Yeah, that
Joel
same report.
Joel should know about that.
Wasn't that scary?
Oh, yeah.
Dana in Dana, Sterling, Virginia. And it does look, you know, I'm looking at the screen. Does it not like Joel
Dana
Denver,
Sterling.
Dana Sterling? Yeah. You know, I mean, that's okay. Dana, what can we do for you?
Oh, just calling to say good morning, fellas. Saw that your call for callers this morning, and I just wanted to join in all the fun.
Very sweet, Dana. Thank you
Hi,
for taking
Dana.
The time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dana.
No, I'll dial up the energy, Mike. Sorry, I'm coming out there.
Thank you.
Not really. You know, you sound awake. It's just you sound exasperated. Is the way you sound. Awake.
That's a good word for it.
No. I apologize. I'm coming off a Benadryl hangover because I got like 10,000 mosquito bites on my ankles.
Oh, that would burn
you. So
yeah.
I'm waking up. But I wanted to also call and say I got a contract on my house yesterday.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Hooray!
Yes. Thank you.
That's
and it was
wonderful.
It's a townhome Oscar built in the 21st century.
Yes.
Look at you.
So, yes. Able to unload it. So
that's wonderful.
But wanted to give you some love. That was all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dana. And anytime, we appreciate the support. And congratulations on the house. And thanks for listening. Let's go to Nicole in Stone Mountain. Where is Stone? All right, I'm going to stop down here.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Just
let's
a
pause.
Second. Okay.
Everybody
yeah,
relax.
Bring O'Brien back in here. I'm sorry.
O'Brien!
Got to bring O'Brien back in here, okay?
Come on, O'Brien. Here.
Hey, swap out with O'Brien. He's not going to hear us while we're yelling at him.
No, and besides, he's probably not all that eager to come in. He might have to go to the bathroom.
O'Brien.
Yeah. Is it too much to ask just to stone? Dan?
What's the Stone Mountain
Dan,
situation?
Dan, I fancy myself as fairly geographically literate, but unfortunately, these names, it says Nicole Stone Mountain. Don't know where Stone Mountain is. Don't know what part of the world it is. Then we have Matt from Massachusetts. I think we need a protocol for how we identify these callers. Like Massachusetts is fine. The state is fine. The city's even better. The city and state, optimal.
Oh, that's
but,
optimal, yeah.
You know, it's just like you know, Rob, you're good at organizational things like this. What do you think?
I think it should be... When you give the opportunity,
you got to hit a few more keys, correct?
Yeah, the opportunity will say where they're calling from. What we want is a lowercase n and then a city and a state.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I say something real quick?
No.
Okay.
No, thank you. Step up.
But thank you for coming by.
Yes. You said something. You've said something.
Yeah, you said you had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
Please go get Pony.
Go think of rushing waters.
Thank you.
I'll try that.
And get my coffee later on.
Was the headphone level okay? No, good.
Can I say something? You know, Monty Python. Can I just finish, please?
He's
right?
wearing his large T-shirt, though. It's an improvement on his day.
It is.
Nicole, same T-shirt. Yeah. Where is Stone Mountain?
In Georgia. I think I said it, but now I don't remember if I said it or not.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your
customer's
fault.
Always right.
What can we do for you? What can we do for you, Nicole?
Well, I got the notification, so I waited a little bit to avoid the crowd, and I called it a few minutes later. But I have two things. One, I was wondering how Oscar and Dominique met and became friends.
Oh. I can tell you the short version. Essentially, I was on the radio in Baltimore hosting a midday show with Chad Dukes called Big O and Dukes, and Dominique was an NFL prospect. I knew nothing about the NFL. A lot has changed since then, none at all. And Dominique came in, and he and I struck up a friendship. I invited him out to one of our appearances. He showed up with 12 people, as you would when you're a college superstar. And I said, oh, you brought your friends. And at the end of the night, after I showed him and his friends a great time, he said, oh, like, do you want to go to a Terps game or anything like that? And I said, no, man, I don't even know what you do for a living. You just seem like a nice guy. We can be friends. And he said, that's refreshing. And we've been friends ever since.
Football players love it when you don't dwell on football.
Yeah, we never. He said years later, he told me that we never talked helmets And he really appreciated that in our friendship.
And so the best part of your friendship is when he does the impression of Oscar.
Yes.
Which is the absolute white guy voice. Hey, how are you? I'm Oscar. I don't think he should be doing that.
Got to get him to do that when he comes in. Great. Thank you, Nicole. We appreciate it. We got more calls. We got to take a break here and start the show. But I have to say one thing. Really, you know, regarding Glenn Campbell and the loss of him, I think more of a significant musical loss than people will probably give him credit for. But I think what I really want to say about Glenn Campbell, the amount of bravery that that man showed when he got his Alzheimer's diagnosis and the fact that he went out on tour when I just can't imagine not being secure with music lyrics and relying on his wonderful family and his kids to prop him up on that last tour and then writing a song called I'm Still Here, which was, I think he gave a lot to people that are going through that. And we've been touched by a lot of people that are experiencing that disease as well. So safe travels to Glenn Campbell. Didn't say that at the beginning. I got right into the calls. We have more of your phone calls standing by, but we have to start the show and pay the light bill, or we're going to be in big trouble. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm trying to help. I do the best I can, folks. I swear I do. I do the best I can. Like this world hunger thing, I'm really involved with it. I'm just like you. I see the same commercials as little kids out there hungry. I watch this on TV and I'm home, I'm going, God, you know how sad, how cruel. Because I know the film crew could give this kid a sandwich. Come on, you know there's a director 5 feet away going, don't feed him yet! It doesn't work unless he is, I'm hungry, get that sandwich out of here! It's true. But I'm not trying to make fun of world hunger. If you want to do something about world hunger, I think I have an answer. I think it, a lot of people are adopting this attitude. You want to do something about world hunger? Stop sending them food. Don't send them any more food. You want to help these people? Send them U-Hauls. Send them boxes, you know, some luggage. Send them a guy out there who goes, hey! Hey, you know, we just drove 750 miles across the desert with your food, and it occurred to us that there wouldn't be world hunger if you people would live where the food is!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Could you do that today? Could you get away with that on stage today?
Hard to say, man. That was his first Letterman appearance. Yeah.
First time I heard it, I went into physical shock. It was so hysterical. I laughed
so
hard.
So great. You know, I don't think you could. I don't think you could. I really don't.
Hard to believe. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, move to where the food is.
Don't feed him yet.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, that was a great bit. The Mike O'Mara Show, worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We're on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it's Wide Open Wednesday. We're going to get back to your calls in a second. Our show brought to you by Lyft. You know that Lyft is the best way to get from here to there, but it's also the best ride-sharing app to drive for. And
true.
Lyft is looking for drivers. And in this new economy, a lot of people need to figure out a few new innovative ways to find a little extra cash-a-roo. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours. You can work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best gig in the world. I know a lot of people are curious about this. Lyft is making it easy for you to get involved. Lyft was the first ride-sharing app to offer in-app tipping. When you drive for Lyft, you keep 100% of the tips. Drivers have been paid over $200 million in tips since the feature was introduced. Now, we'll tell you about the Lyft app for tipping. It's convenient, it's easy, and I do it every time. And I'm a crappy tipper. So what do you think of that? I do it. I tip my Lyft driver every time I have a ride. Express Pay lets drivers get paid almost instantly instead of waiting. Lyft has taken the guesswork out of pickups. The new AMP device uses color coding to help passengers find their drivers. Everything about Lyft is designed to make the experience great for the rider and also make it easy and convenient For the driver as well. Here's a simple formula. Happy drivers mean happy passengers, and they get a 9 out of 10 rating every single time. Every time, 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating. I didn't say that the right way. Join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today, and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/TMOS, Lyft.com/TMOS. Limited time only, terms apply. We love Lyft. Let's dive right back into the calls on Wide Open Wednesday and go to Jeremy in Rochester, New York. Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Well, I had a question, Mike. The other day you teased out why you are done with Ozark, and I was wondering what that reason was because you didn't talk about it yesterday.
We just did it. Got to listen to the whole show. Hello, Tom from Aberdeen, Maryland. Tom, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Hello there.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say thank you for the years and years of entertainment that you've given me. I actually called off work today just for the sole purpose of day drinking because I work in retail.
Oh, all right, you got to speak a little louder, though, because you're kind of tailing off there. And it's like, maybe that's the day drinking.
Could be.
Yeah, day off.
That, especially if it's in the office. Like, you know, your boss comes in and you've got the vodka bottle in the first drawer. And it's like, did you get those reports collated that I wanted to? Well, I did, but I really didn't.
No, I'm also a little under the weather. But no, I haven't started the day drinking yet. But.
What is your malady? What kind of a do you have? Is your under the weather situation because of the day drinking from yesterday?
Perhaps.
I love when people are hungover.
He's hungover. Yeah. And, you know, over the past weeks, I will not be drinking white wine anymore. I'll tell you.
Oh, had a bad night, bad experience.
Anywhere. Don't care for white wine. And I was tracing my history.
Off the list.
Mike O'Mara's History of Alcohol, yes. 101.
Zinfandel.
Let's go to Fried. Is calling in our good hockey buddy from Orange County. Woo! What are you doing? Are you down there at Wah Harley Davidson today, Fried?
No, I'm on my deck.
Oh. Wow. You mean you live all the way down there?
I do. I live on a lake down here.
Oh, fantastic. Life is good during the off season. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Fried? You enjoying your summer off?
Yes, I am. I'm enjoying it a lot. We had a great time this summer so far. I went to Canada for 10 days with my son. And
boo! Stop it, Rob. Stop. Don't boo Canada. Stop.
Oh, sorry.
It's actually, you know, it was a great place, Rob. I'm going to take you there one day.
Okay, make sure I get back.
Well, I don't know about that. 42 more days, gentlemen. 42.
The hockey season.
Oh, man.
He's talking about the beginning.
How many more
season?
Days do you get us new ticks?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Let me tell you something, Fry. Do not take either one of these boys to the season opener. Do not take either one of them to the home opener. They don't deserve
Mike,
it. Please.
I bet you don't know the new arena name.
Oh, it's not Verizon anymore?
Oh, well, who's a fan now?
Ooh. I don't live there.
I saw the sign actually driving in today. Yeah. It is the Ralph Rice Arena right there in Chinatown.
Mike, it's the Cap Center again.
It's the Capital Center?
It's the Cap Center, but think about why it could be the Cap Center again. Thank you, Andrew Goff, by the way.
Cap Cities?
Capital
One.
Yes!
Is it really?
Touchdown,
how about
the
that?
Capital One Arena.
How about that? It took me one
nice
little try.
Pull.
That's cool.
All right, Capital
and One. And we're going to call it the Capital Dome.
Why not the Cap Center?
You can't do that.
Oh, sorry.
There's only one Capital Center.
It's it's a parking lot now.
That's right, the hyperbolic parabola in beautiful Landover, Maryland.
Right. Rice, we got a lot of calls. Thanks. Enjoy your vacation, my friend. I appreciate
the
that.
Capital
Let's go to Stan in Spokane, Washington. Stan, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good day, gentlemen.
Good day. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say that I'm calling through the app.
Yes.
Thank you.
And
sexy.
I am not a blood-sucking leech. I've been a bonus show subscriber since you started.
That's cool.
Stan! He's all around!
Yeah.
And I'm speaking to you from room 601 of our local major hospital complex where I just had an ablation on my heart.
Oh.
You had an ablation on your heart?
I have extra beats in my heart, and they go in up through your groin with a catheter ablate it. They cauterize it.
We'll hold off on that 90s, man.
Yeah.
Would you stop it? I don't even know if we can say that.
Oh,
probably not.
I just thought that'd be fun for him.
That's pretty cool.
Really not right now.
Well, he's got a lot of groin action going on right now. He doesn't need you.
Thank you very much.
Is that a painful? Is that a painful process when they go up through your groin?
That just hurt? When it's over, because it's a pretty big wound and they keep pressure on it for you. Got to stay in bed flat for about 5 hours.
Oh,
that's nasty stuff, man. There. Well, I hope you're feeling better. Thanks for thinking of us from your hospital. We appreciate it.
Well, I got the push this morning and I said, I got to call in.
Okay.
You're the man,
don't
Stan.
You go dying on me.
They're going to charge you an arm and a leg, steal anything that isn't nailed down.
Yeah, what, in the hospital?
Yeah, gloves, anything. Just get,
oh,
it,
sure.
Get it back.
All that great stuff that you can take home and enjoy. Yeah. Neil from
bacteria.
Remember, I've been in there, pal. I've been in there more recently than anybody. Neil from Washington, D.C. Is this Neil Augenstein?
This is Neil Augenstein, WTOP.
I can't believe he's doing a Neil Augenstein.
That's pretty great.
That's awesome.
In and out.
He just hung up.
In and out.
I love it. That's fantastic. Let me take one more, and then we're going to wrap up
all right.
Wide Open Wednesday. Dan from my old stomping grounds of Manassas, Virginia. Dan, what can we do for you today?
Hi, gentlemen. I just wanted to call and say that you guys are amazing. I've been listening to you guys since I was about 5. And you're doing an awesome job. You've been bringing me through some tough times and some great times and everything. And I just wanted to say, keep up the good work. Listen to you every day.
God bless you.
Thank you,
Dan. You, man.
And don't forget when, coming, I think, next summer, they're going to be touring my house in Manassas. It's going to be turned into a national landmark. So I'm very, very excited about that.
They haven't changed one thing since you left.
It's the train convention weekend. Mark it on your calendar.
Yeah. You know, if we succeed in getting the current family that's living there out, you know, they're like living there.
Well, so have they yet hired the Mike O'Mara reenactors?
Not yet.
That will live in the house as you did.
The plan is to recreate the podcast set in the living room.
Yeah.
And and have a cardboard cutout of me naked in the upstairs shower.
In the third segment, they put something on the curb and see how long they put all the reenactors outside to see how long it takes for someone in the community to pick up that washing machine.
Yeah,
it's a child's dollhouse. Let's go to Mike from Rockville, Maryland. Mike, you're on the show. Where's Jay? Did you just say where's Jay?
Where's Jay? I need to get in the party. Where's Jay?
Where's Jay? You remember that? Do you guys not remember?
No. What
where's
is it?
Jay? Where's Jay? I was told by another DJ that you can crash any party by saying where's Jay?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and Mike from Rockville remembers it, and I think DJs did it, but we actually did it in Georgetown after a very late night.
At a frat house, right?
I think it was some sort of college party.
A social house, Mike.
And we hung. I was in that party for 45 minutes to an hour.
That's
nobody
great.
Threw me out. And I was walking around going, hey, how you doing? Who are you? I'm looking for Jay. Is Jay here? I said, Jay here? Nobody wants to question because nobody knows a Jay.
And so they don't want to help.
No, they probably don't belong there either.
It works. It works. It's wonderful. All right, we're going to take a break and come back with more fun. I got a movie review.
Good.
Guess who went to the movies?
Cinema.
In Maine.
Yay.
I went to the cinema with my daughter yesterday. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Southern Nights.
So exciting. This past episode marked the start of the 7th year of the Rob and Joe Show.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I'm kind of getting the 7-year itch. I reached out to Todd Moore to do a show.
I'm going to reach out to Oscar.
Yeah, well, I'm going to reach out to Gary Stein.
He never worked with you. Unless you bought a t-shirt.
Well, maybe I'll do that. Rob and Joe Show, a new episode every week. RobandJoeShow.com and available on the Mike O'Mara Show app.
Get on it!
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Introducing the most amazing bed ever. It's the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. I want one. 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 Designed for your best possible sleep. Like all their beds, Sleep Number 360 smart beds let you choose your ideal firmness and support on each side of the bed. That's your Sleep Number setting. Now, with new responsive air technology, this bed senses your every move and automatically adjusts to you. That's the part I want to try.
Yeah.
So you sleep with 100% comfort throughout the night. Here's a fact. Most people fall asleep faster if their feet are gently warmed. And the Sleep Number 360 smart bed can pre-warm each side of the bed, so it's just right for both of you. Does your bed do that? I was talking to somebody up here in Maine that has a Sleep Number. We were talking about how great the product is, and we love it. And I love mine. I love mine here, and I love mine down south. Plus, Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress and last twice as long. 91% of Sleep Number owners recommend it to others, and I do because I have two of them, Pony. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65, and last night my Sleep IQ score was a 90. I feel great. Time to meet the bed that does it all. It's only at a Sleep Number store. Come in now and enjoy introductory savings of $200 to $500 on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find the store near you. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Yes, sirree. Yeah, so out with the Ozark for now and in with Peaky Blinders, which my daughter, you know, being just technically savvy with getting all sorts of clips on YouTube and playing stuff. But, you know, I realize that Peaky Blinders has one thing not going for it, and that's the fact that it's got this very heavy Irish-British
dialect. I tried to get into it.
From Birmingham, England.
It was tough.
I loved it.
I put on subtitles.
I've done that, absolutely. Also, I have sometimes when the kids, they don't watch TV not loud enough.
Right.
So I have to turn on subtitles sometimes just to follow an American show.
If you can handle subtitles, you know, especially with an English-speaking show, it works. And so we'll see. I'm in episode one, and I think I'm going to dive in. But Ozark, bye-bye. And
I wish you'd give it another try.
Can we all be wrong, or are you just being a contrarian?
It's a fun ride.
There are a lot of people agreeing with me that I've gotten contacted
by. A bunch of yes men.
Anyway, went to see a movie yesterday. Did not know what to expect.
It's an investment for you because that's a long ride to get to the theater, right?
I went to see Detroit, and it is same guy that did The Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty, and oh my God!
What was the tomato meter score on this thing?
87,
right? Percent. Yeah, I did see that.
Tomato meter, very, very, very well reviewed.
Dicey, dicey move on your end if you got to drive that far for a movie, and it only made like $6 million the first weekend.
Of course, because it deals with a horrible subject, the subject of race relations in America.
I thought it was a lot like Wonder Woman. I was misinformed. It's not a feel good
Detroit.
Not like a hero movie.
No, it was.
Cars.
It was riveting, but it was depressing because you know what? Here's the way I'll explain it. If you want to understand what the African American experience is in a lot of inner cities and where the anger comes from, go back and take a peek at this and see what what they were doing. Here's a fact. This is just a fact.
Fact, Jack.
You've got these major cities in America, right? Mm-hmm. For years and years, certainly through the 60s and 70s, you have a population of one race policed by a population of another race. Simple fact.
Yep.
And that's right there is problematic. And you know what? Throw in the racial upheaval economically of the 60s. And it's a wonderful historical film because I didn't know certain facts that there was a great migration of African Americans from the South to the industrial cities of the North for economic opportunity, to work in factories.
Looking just for jobs, yeah.
And you had white flight out to the suburbs, and you know that's kind of
Rob
the history
does that every day.
Of the economic situation. So it was very, very heavy. I was very, very, you walk out, look, sometimes
sounds
I'm,
like a
I'm,
bummer.
Okay.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, but you gotta watch stuff.
I mean, I'll watch it on demand, though. I'm not
you know
driving
what you'll
40
like,
minutes
you know what
to see
you
it.
Like about it, Oscar? Yes. You'll like because you like to get that you like to be informed though.
Yes,
like to be, and I found it to be a very simple explanation of kind of where things are. And Detroit's a great example. Detroit, you know, that's been a city that's been pooped on.
Maybe I'll go during the week and I'll know that I'm gonna walk out and need a Prozac.
What you need to do, Oscar, also
you will.
There is a documentary, a series of documentaries on PBS, so it wouldn't be up where Mike is because it's a DC thing, but they have Washington in the 60s, Washington in the 70s, and Washington in the 80s. And the latter part of Washington in the 60s really gets into that. And you've thumbnailed it marvelously. I mean, that's exactly what happened. But it talks about the development of the suburbs around D.C. and the amount of changes that went in just 10 years are remarkable. Yeah. And it should be required viewing for all D.C. residents.
And now there's gentrification, which is the opposite.
Exactly, coming back in.
Wow.
And it's, but it's really, it was a...
Which doesn't necessarily bode well for... people that are, you know, on the low end of the economic ladder. I mean, that doesn't, yeah. Gentrification is basically people coming in, and I don't know, you know, look, I've got family
I've read,
that
I've read a ton of on gentrification because it fascinates me on both fronts. One, the just in general society and the social issues that go into what happens when someone is essentially pushed out of a neighborhood.
Right.
But also the finances and what this means, because it's not all it's not all bad in general, right? If you've got a younger generation that's there in a family and they own a family home and they get $50,000 to leave a condo that they want to leave anyways because right. they want to buy a home in the suburbs because that's an experience they've never had.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is someone that essentially can't live in the neighborhood anymore because it's been gentrified to a level that they can't even afford to go to the grocery store.
Pushed
right?
out of yeah. where they exactly. started. Right.
That's the worst part. That's the other side. But overall.
Well, it's why I think really if you're certainly moving to Washington, D.C., one word for anybody that's moving to Washington, Dumfries.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Dumfries. Yes. Move to Dumfries.
Lots of commercial real estate there, Mike.
Boy, you can really rub elbows with the greatest people, but you don't even have to touch elbows because you got a lot of land in Dumfries.
Yeah, but listen, I didn't get to this.
I did an appearance in Dumfries one time for JFK.
I've done them in Dumfries.
Sure.
I remember.
We've all done them in Dumfries.
I remember asking the guy.
I think the WJFK signal was pointed towards Dumfries.
I remember asking the guy who had a sign. I was like, this is awesome. I said, I noticed there's a for lease sign on your front window. And he said, yeah, we're looking to change locations. I said, but you're having a radio station out to this location, which is awesome. I'm just curious how that works. Before business school, before logic, anything.
Right.
And I said, and I was hammered. He goes, yeah, we're hoping somebody picks up our lease.
That's why they had you out there.
What is going on? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Now, there's one great place in Dumfries. I believe Tim's Rivershore is in Dumfries.
Is that technically Dumfries?
I think technically
Mike's
that
name
is Dumfries.
Etched on that deck.
For a year, for years, there was a billboard in Dumfries that said...
Just like Manassas is technically Woodbridge.
Is it really?
Just saying that.
Wouldn't shock me.
There was a billboard for years in Dumfries that said, if you lived here, you'd be home right now. I said, yes, that's true.
That is absolutely true. But I didn't get to this yesterday, I don't think. If I did, please remind me. We talk about a lot of stuff on the show. My son's latest quote.
I don't think
now,
so.
Now, off air briefly. We got a quick off air.
2 and 3, everything cool, right? Daddy can kind of get away with stuff. You might hear a word once in a while. Phrases and the English language developing rapidly in the modern 4-year-old, which is why... I have to be more careful,
yes.
And I had the classic example of why I have to be more careful as my son's Michael William O'Mara's quote of the day that I believe he shared with Mama, either to or fro Camp Wonderful, that, his little day camp. This is the quote. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? Slow your ass down.
Quote you were gonna say is I love crime.
I love crime was the other one too. That's what he was watching, like Transformers. Scooby-Doo being turned off in the O'Mara household. Because it's getting into the noggin a little bit. Scooby-Doo's too scary for this
I can see that. Start him slow on the Amazing Chan and the Chan Clan.
I love crime though. I don't know, 4-year-old.
Crime. Yeah. But I told him, as far as these kind of cartoons, slow your ass down.
What?
That's exactly what you have to
do. Was it regarding driving?
Oh, I do. Your ass down. Slow your ass down. Come on, we're coming up on a curve.
He was actually giving her driving instructions.
Yes.
Well, that's
nice. But it's wonderful. Man. It's Maine. And,
do you laugh or do you get... I mean, I don't know what you do with a kid when he says that.
You don't really...
you can't react.
I would laugh.
You can't react.
Oh, you can't.
You can't laugh.
But what I'd like to borrow him for a while to sit in with Julia while she's driving, if we could.
Is she fast? Is she a speeder?
Actually, she's not. She is very, very, and she's quick to tell me, Dad, you're going too fast. She's at that part, right? Because you had that news story a couple days ago that 18-year-olds are more likely to drive badly than new drivers because they get more relaxed. She's very, very book-oriented right now.
What do you say to a 4-year-old?
When something like that would slip, I would... You have to stifle, which is really hard to do because you got to admit that's funny.
You look at them and you say, "We don't say that."
Yeah, that's not a polite thing to say.
But you do say that.
Yeah. Well, I say that. But you don't do what Rob would do, which is let's go to King's Dominion.
Do you know who Jerry Lewis is?
Hurry your ass up. We're going to King's Dominion.
Slow your ass down when it's time to go because we want to stay. Anyway, that's it.
So
we got to take a break.
From the back seat. Slow your ass down.
Slow your ass down.
We'll come back with that. Oh, I have so many things to tell you about. My kid's new toy from our friend Dirk Vastrick.
Oh, good.
All the donut talk on yesterday's show. I fell off the wagon again.
Attaboy. You deserve it.
But I got a good one. Anyway, and a good one. Like I had one.
I had and donut.
Oh, man. When it comes to donuts, Mike, slow your ass down. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut and filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Donuts.
Have you ever been kicked out of a Chinese buffet just because you've been there for 6 hours?
That's got to be a restaurant record.
Have you ever made a Thanksgiving turkey stuffed with White Castle hamburgers? Don't knock it. It's a real thing, and it's delicious.
It's a Slider-bration.
Then check out the TMOS Ladies and Gentlemen of Larger Courage. It's an internet group on the Facebook. Pastor Honey Jr.
Thank you. Fascinating. Summertime's a great time for magazines. We love Texture. We've been telling you about Texture. It's absolutely the best. Vanity Fair, People, Sports Illustrated, Vogue, New Yorker, Time, Newsweek, Glamour, everything. 200-plus magazines that you can get on an app that goes on your smartphone or your tablet, and I love Texture. I love the fact that Texture's got so many wonderful features on
everything's
it.
Everything's there.
Everything's there. All the magazines, under the sun, less than a few individual subscriptions. It's really, really wonderful. And you don't have the clutter, especially when you're going down to the beach. You don't have to, like, haul all your magazines down, and you don't have to buy all those subscriptions.
You don't have to make a choice
tablet.
Either, because they're right. all there. They're all there for you.
And you can put one on your smartphone and read at the beach on your phone.
Sure.
It's fantastic. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Let me give you an example, and I know this is probably pretty obvious, but I want to share it anyway. You're driving in the car. You hear the news. You watch the news in the morning. There's something that you hear that interests you about a particular article in a magazine. You go to the beach. You sit on your deck. You pop in the search and go, oh, there it is.
Boom.
And you read the entire article if it's something you're interested in. Texture was one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps, so start your free trial right now. Normally $9.99 a month. If you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Right now, Texture offering our listeners 14 days free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. texture.com/TMOS. Yes, I have succeeded in putting together the ATV, the electric ATV, the electric all-terrain vehicle that Dirk Vastrick sent my son from the same company that we put together his little electric John Deere tractor. The
right.
kid is...
He's got more cars than you.
It's ridiculous. He's a car collector
it's
now.
It's Goss's garage.
He's a little Jay Leno.
Yeah, and the thing about...
Michael's garage.
No, it's just going to... I've got this original Bugatti right over here in the corner. Here's my little Perego Verano.
The thing about it is... he loves it, and then the neighbors up here, our next-door neighbors, they got kids crawling all over their yard, and so our next-door neighbor's daughter and Michael were, it was like a road rally in our front yard, watching the two get. The cute thing about what Dirk did for my son, he's got a regular, I think it's completely legitimate,
right,
motorcycle helmet, you know, with the bar that goes in front.
Yeah, yeah.
And it fits perfectly on his little block head, you know, where he's tooling around the yard. But the thing I hate about putting these
things together.
It's
a red flag, though, Mike, red flag.
Well, yeah, I'm getting. I think I know what you're going to go. Are you going to go with like a Duck Dynasty vibe there?
You know, no, not a Duck Dynasty. The man knows more about your son than you do.
Mm. Like, what do you mean, like the size of
his head? Like he went out of his way. Who is he talking to? Why does he know so much?
I think we know it's an investment in Dirk's future.
I'd like to point out, okay, this
Thank
is important.
Thank you, Rob.
Here's an important distinction. Dirk Vastrick, I believe, is a couple of years older than I am, okay? There you have it, okay? Yeah, he might be in better health, but the fact is he's a couple of years older than I am.
Facebook says he's 26.
Well, you know what? All I know is that, you know, there's a small, small chance that my wife may be in love with him. I don't know whether true or not, but, you know,
she does like older men.
Yes,
she
likes older men.
She's proven that, and he is kind of thoughtful. I think he's extremely successful. I think he's, you know, he's good at what he... Wait a minute, he's married. He's married, isn't
Dirk
he?
Dirk is? No.
Isn't he?
No.
No.
Yeah, I think he's married.
I mean, in your dreams, I think, because I don't think I've ever seen him with his...
I think he might be married. Carla's not here. Where is she, by the way? No, she's at Zumba. But
no, she's on a one-way
Zumba.
Ticket to Dirk City. Dirk Dynasty.
Rob, this is something you should know. You know details about all people.
I don't think he's married, but I'm double checking.
He might be a widower.
It's not going to be on Facebook, Rob. It can't be handed to you in your social media wonderland. It can't. He is married. No. I think he has greeted his wife in the past. I believe Carla may have told me that he is married.
Well, I mean, that would be something that she would tell you. Yeah.
But
don't worry about him. He's married.
Yeah, no one would want to upgrade with Carla.
Sorry for all this digression here, but Dirk, the fact is, thank you. Thank you for that wonderful birthday gift from my kid. Don't pay attention to these
heathens.
And it's
so nice that there's now two vehicles up there so your boy can play. Because you know what? Riding alone a vehicle is a lonely business.
Yes,
but if he's got a young lady to ride with, that's nice.
Oh, it's delightful. And the fact is, I love putting these things together, sort of. It takes a long time. The only thing I could do without, to these companies that manufacture these toy vehicles, is it too much to ask you to put the stickers in the place the stickers?
It's the same thing, Mike, when you buy a Kia. They make
put the stickers on.
You gotta put the emblems on.
You know what? This is, I stand corrected. Dirk is married, although
there
it is very vague and there's not a lot of details.
You know who does that?
And you never see.
Guys that don't want to be married.
Yeah. He's got the same sort of marriage notification on Facebook that my dad has.
Did I say
your father
he's a widower?
Has that thing.
Yeah. Yes.
By the way, sorry. For the ATV, yay for Michael. But anyway, it's your dad, every piece of ass on Facebook. Yay, Jenny.
I think it's actually become almost like a Facebook meme because I've seen that posted by other people under other people for other things.
Keep
like,
being fit.
Yeah. Yay for Pony.
I mentioned it.
Nice cans.
I get a little Duck Dynasty vibe from the ATV because I think of the ATV as like, you know, cousins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Big up here, though.
You're in big country, Mike. You spit right. That's the perfect place to have an ATV.
Yeah.
Yeah. I you know,
Not so much in Glover Park.
Oh, no. Oh, by the way, there is a big to-do in D.C., in hipster D.C.
Yeah.
Mike, there are, I would say, roughly 200 hellions in the city. That's what I'll call them because that's what everybody calls them on my block. I'm like,
rabble rousers?
Yeah, they're like, have you seen those motorcycles and ATVs?
Oh, the crotch rockets.
Oh, yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah.
And I said, yeah, they're just having fun. And they're like, well, the police are going to do something about them. I'm like, what are they going to do? Chase these kids down? Like, this is just what happens, right?
Right. Well, you live in the city. You've seen the viral videos around the country sometimes it becomes problematic. There was one where, wasn't there like a Land Rover that ran over somebody and then they attacked the guy? When you're attacking them
and you've got this gang mentality, that's different than just racing or having some fun on the weekend, right? Yeah. That's it.
You know, I like to keep, let me write it down, because I like to keep a book on all the issues that you're so.
Yes.
Let me see here. So you're behind the...
I don't think you should lock these kids
riders.
Up. Yeah, when you're popping a wheelie and scaring the white folk, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have fun. Enjoy yourself.
This is what he's
in
favor
public.
Of. Right.
The streets are public.
Mm-hmm.
What if, like,
so if a guy, you know,
but there
is
are
on
laws,
a,
Oscar. The law is the law.
I get it, but people are mad at the DCPD for not chasing them down and running them over.
So if a guy is running down your street on an overpowered Suzuki firing a pistol in the air, they're just blowing off
steam.
Okay,
but see, this is where Leesburg Rob comes out. There are no guns involved.
Yeah.
They're just driving their vehicles down the street.
This is where broadcaster Oscar comes out. I was making a joke.
Motorcycles? Okay.
Like, so you don't have any evidence that they were
probably not sure they don't have guns.
They might.
They.
Yeah,
those people.
Yeah, those hellions people. That own motorcycles. Yes. I'm not a motorcycle owner, so I can't say we.
Now, as somebody that used to have motorcycle rallies where I had the ride, right?
Yes.
The ride and we had a crotch rocket representation. Remember
mm-hmm,
the guys
yeah.
that came that had the... I remember those great motorcycle helmets where they had the mohawk on them.
Yes.
I love those.
But to clarify, these aren't crotch rockets. They're ATVs and
ATVs.
Dirt bikes going down the road.
Oh,
that people
no
are upset about.
That. No place for that. Lock them up.
Harumph.
Go away to
harumph. Harumph.
Yep. I say we lock them up. They could be doing some good. You know, they should be doing volunteer work, community service. That's what.
Oh, you mean making sure trails are safe in Glover Park?
Trails are safe.
Taking senior citizens
across the street.
Taking senior citizens to the grocery store on their ATV.
Let me just say.
Granny.
Let me say this. If I see that in my neighborhood, I will respond with shock and fury, or whatever Trump said today.
Fire and fury.
Yeah. That's okay, a line from Dodgeball, by the way. Like, I was like, I've heard that before.
That's a line from Dodgeball. Believe me,
it's,
Oscar.
It's from Average Joe's when they're taking on the Cobra Kai gym.
If they make another threat, we're going to put Ben Stiller on them.
Dodgeball, that is too funny. I'm a little, you know, with all the laughter, just a little scared. Just
a little horrifying.
Scared right now.
Yeah.
Nuclear.
Poor
nuclear
Guam.
Yeah. You know, I watch my my tree hugging big liberal show every day. And, you know, they were talking about the fact that before he got elected, he had a meeting with a national security advisor. And apparently he asked three times during the meeting about the use of nuclear weapons.
Exactly.
Please don't.
Oh.
Please don't. I don't care. I don't want, on any level. I know I don't know how many people out there might be able to get this through their head, but just if you can possibly picture the scenario, doesn't matter that it's not happening over here. OK, really, really doesn't matter. Picture. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it. It'll make me queasy.
It's all right, Mike. The codes are on a Ouija board. He'll never get it.
Well, you calmed me down a little bit saying that it was a line out of Dodgeball.
Right.
That's pretty good. That's we'll take a break. Come back with the news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show. Fantastic. Exciting. New. Does twice the work in half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks, he smokes, he moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeOmeraShow.com. Get ready for the fun. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I love a man named Kobe Klein.
Yay.
Kobe is a man so
nice.
Fine. Kobe Klein shops on Amazon because he's a good, good guy. I love a man named Kobe Klein. I'm sure you will, too, once you hear this. I love Kobe Klein because he bought light bulbs, windshield wiper blades, and a junior loft bed. So now he can comfortably sleep in a brightly lit room and scrape all the extra moisture off his body. What? What is that?
Bed and light bulbs and wiper blades. He's using them all at once.
Oh, I understand. Best of all, he got all of it through our Amazon portal, Kobe Klein. We love you, Kobe. You're our one and only. You turned me on.
What?
Like a light bulb. Rob writes it, I read it. Be like Kobe. Shop Amazon through our website. Let us love you, too. ShoppingAmazon.com this way changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Please shop Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now, go spend money.
News.
A new list of the 50 least powerful people is out, and not surprisingly, the top spot went to Anthony Scaramucci, a.k.a. The Mooch, who only lasted 10 days as the White House Director of Communications. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is number two, followed by James Comey, the former director of the FBI. He's third. A few other notable people on the list include Tiger Woods at number five, Kendall Jenner at number six, conservative personality Tommy Lahren at number eight. Soccer player Hope Solo. Funny list.
Can't beat up
at number 14. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer at number 16. Colin Kaepernick is 25. Rob Kardashian is 29. These are all people. I think I get it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a rocket science guy. YouTube star PewDiePie at 32.
Oh, the kids love PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly at 34. Paul Ryan at 37. R. Kelly at 41. Former NFL coach Rex Ryan at 43. Bill Cosby at 44. I would have put Bill Cosby higher up on the list.
I would have.
Kathy Griffin at 45. Donald Trump Jr. at 49. And Hillary Clinton at 50.
So I don't like to normally pimp you like this, Mike, but what do you suppose Bill O'Reilly's reaction was to being on this list?
Well, like you say, you know, it's not anything important. It doesn't matter to me. You know, people do these lists, and I'm happy to give them material. That's the way it is. All right, we'll do it live. The site The site that put it together basically just looked for well-known people who recently experienced dramatic loss in stature. So top executives from troubled companies like Chipotle, Blue Apron, United Airlines, and Uber are also on this list. It's great because we always have the top earners or the most
exactly. people that aren't doing so well. Speaking of the Jenners, there's a new TV show, just quick sidebar, Mike. It's called Life of Kylie, and my girl sucked me into it. And it shows, essentially, it's a reality show chronicling this 19-year-old, the youngest Jenner, Mike.
Riley Jenner.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad.
Struggling through fame, and I'm like, if you don't want to be famous, why do you have a reality show?
Yeah.
Now, I'll watch every episode.
Sure. Yeah.
But
you love those shows, and I like you watch them because you can bring things from them. Yeah. You know, when you see the real stupid comments, that's great to get.
Two episodes in, so you can catch up.
I
hope there's coming out soon.
Hope there's nothing wrong with Riley.
Kylie.
Kylie. Whatever. Riley.
Sorry, Riley.
Same thing. Right. Charles Nelson. Kylie.
Speaking of Jenners, it would be an understatement to say that Kris and Caitlyn Jenner are doing fine financially these days. Everybody knows they are.
Right.
But that wasn't the case when they first got married, you know, back when Caitlyn was ex-Olympic hero named Bruce.
Right.
Kris says, I hate Kris Jenner. I really do.
Yeah. Me
there's nothing about
too,
her I like.
Mike.
Here's her quote. I told my assistant, Lisa, okay, listen, we have the greatest guy here. He really knows his craft. He is really good at what he does, but he doesn't have anybody doing anything for him. He doesn't have a lot going on. He has $200 in the bank. What are we going to do? Because the kids have to eat. We have to get it together. And they did get it together. They set Bruce up with a photo shoot, put together press kits, made a sizzle reel, and sent everything out to, quote, every speaker's bureau in the United States. Pretty soon they were getting booked for speeches. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Kris. So what she's saying, basically,
he
this
had
guy was
nothing.
Like,
and she
he
gave
made,
him everything.
He made him. Yeah. And her.
Yeah. But all he had was the fact that he was one of the greatest Olympic athletes in the history.
By the way, tormented
the
inside. Who knew?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry he wasn't pushing his own agenda.
I would love to see that sizzle reel.
Oh, listen to the great mother of the year, Kris.
Jerk.
I know she's rich. I don't care. It doesn't make you a good person. Kris also admits that Kim Kardashian initially got famous for her, quote, not the greatest reason. Giggle, 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 giggle. But she added that she was just being a silly kid. Well, check that video out. You think that's being a silly?
She filmed her own version of the Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, as I occasionally get a text from Carrie.
Man, I'll still take a gander at that video just to make sure that you know Ray J's still relevant.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, you have to say culturally relevant.
Say I haven't looked at it.
Yeah,
I haven't looked.
Still
at
one
it.
Of the top videos on the hub. That is, you know what?
But as Carrie will sometimes like text me just out of the blue. Hey, nice parenting.
Yeah.
That's how you
just being
feel.
A silly kid.
That's
just
it.
Being,
I don't know
no
why.
For the first time, an NFL team has bought its own plane, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you're going to hate them more now if you're not so inclined. If you're not a fan, you're not going to like this. It's the New England Patriots. They've won 5 of the past 15 Super Bowls. The Patriots actually purchased 2 767 Boeing wide-body jets and had them retrofitted with all first-class seats, some of which recline all the way. The outside of at least one of the planes has the team logo with their 5 Lombardi trophies printed on the tail.
This is good. The team has turned into Elvis Presley.
Brand new planes like these could cost $200 million each, but these were probably used, which generally cost between $5 million and $65 million, depending on their mileage and condition.
Hello, Boeing. This is Robert Kraft.
Hi, this is Robert Kraft. How much can I get a 767 for?
And you know what the
next
question was?
I don't want to pay that.
The next question was, is it cheaper for 2?
Can I get a discount if I buy 2?
Buy in bulk.
This is a great organization. I'm Robert Kraft.
Patriots. Yeah. God, I know I'm a New Englander. Don't like to piss people off, but I'm a Giants fan. Thank you. David Letterman is only 2 years into retirement. Have you heard this yet?
Yeah.
He's already getting antsy because he's hosting a new talk show for Netflix. There's no title yet, but it sounds different from what he did on The Late Show. It'll be an hour-long pre-taped show where each episode will focus on one topic. Netflix says it'll feature, quote, in-depth conversations with extraordinary people and in-the-field segments expressing curiosity and humor. If he's doing in-the-field segments, I'm all in.
Yeah, the field segments will be good, but here's what troubles me about this is, you know, he's always wanted and tried to be Johnny. And when Johnny retired, Johnny was out. And it troubles me that he feels that after just 2 years,
he has to get back in. I hope he's getting back in for the right reasons.
Johnny didn't have this vehicle that is the interweb.
I understand. Right? I'm not saying that that's the same. I'm just saying that.
By the way,
I hope he's getting back in for the right reasons and he doesn't look foolish.
There's too much rooted in this, like, what the other guy did. What the other guy did, he did it in a different time, in a different place.
All right, I have to apologize then for having an opinion. Mike?
No, I think that I only care about one thing. If he comes back to television, please shave the beard. I cannot handle
it. He's already said that he's not going to do it.
He's going to keep the beard?
Yes.
Father time.
Yeah.
Right. I like to see talent get gigs like this after
I do too, and here's, and I guess I over... My main point, the bottom line, is technology.
You just don't want it to be.
I don't want him to embarrass himself.
Yes,
because he left.
Well, he's not
classy and top.
The guy. Plus,
he's only doing six episodes.
These
by the
egomaniacs, they can't get enough of themselves.
Okay, we'll see.
I think the fact is that I speak with great authority on this. This is a part of my fuel. Doing what I do, I love it. I didn't realize that until the radio thing. Was not where it was before. I love what I'm doing. This is something that I really feel keeps me chugging along. And I think Dave, sometimes you jump out because the grind is so intense,
right?
And then you come back with something that's a little more manageable. Hello, and if you're still getting the satisfaction out of it, go for it.
I hope it's great. I do hope it's great.
Do you want to retire?
Yeah, it sounds like you want to just retire.
Do you want to quit?
No.
Do you want to quit?
No. I do want to grow a big beard though.
Okay. Well, you can.
I can.
You should.
And I shall.
Not yes. Before, Puddles the clown.
Live,
oh.
After the live show, because he's got it. He can't wear the clown makeup with a beard.
No.
For now, Dave, how's that coming, by the way? Have you given that any thought?
Yes, I've been in touch with a certain friend of ours that has connections with the circus.
Thank you. For now, Dave is only doing six episodes. It's going to be the greatest ending of any live show we've ever had.
It's so much fun.
They'll premiere sometime next year. Obviously, that could change if the show's a hit. He didn't say whether or not he's keeping his big Santa-like retirement beard. So this story says he's not.
What I heard, I think it was in the New York Times, he said he has to keep it because of a botched plastic surgery.
Sure. The most expensive home in America is now for sale for a cool $350 million. Can anyone guess?
Wow.
Is it Bob Kraft's house?
No, it is not. Bob Kraft, I'd like a jet, please, for my team. It's the home of the Clampets from the Beverly Hillbillies.
What? Really?
Yes. That is the house they used the exteriors for in the TV show in the 60s.
Okay, yeah.
The 25,000-square-foot mansion is in L.A.'s Bel Air neighborhood, was used for the exterior shots of the Beverly Hillbillies 60s TV show, not the horrible movie from 1993. It was you've got the soft, like,
yeah, this is
gentle.
This is Ellie Mae's music.
It was built in 1933, and it sits on 10.3 acres, Granny. It's got a ballroom. Uncle Jed! I don't get a call to do Jethro very often. It's got a ballroom,
a
wine cellar where I can put my hogs, and a 40-car garage. A 40-car garage?
Cars.
A tennis court, a 75-foot pool, a pool house, a guest house, manicured gardens, and a formal salon, whatever that is.
Maybe that's where the fancy eating table is.
Who owned that house after them?
Maybe Chris Jenner.
Well, no, I think...
Some Sultan of Brunei?
It was a real house. They just filmed the exteriors there. So, I mean, I guess it had to have been a rich family.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Walt
Uncle
Disney?
Uncle Jed!
And now a little something-something. Gentlemen, there was a Bigfoot sighting in Western North Carolina. All these stories kind of like really naturally segue together.
Yeah.
A Bigfoot sighting in Western North Carolina on Friday... And now the police in Greenville, South Carolina have put out a message.
Oh.
If you spot Bigfoot, please don't shoot him.
Oh. Uncle Jed.
Uncle Jed. They wrote on their Facebook page, quote, "Do not shoot as you'll most likely be wounding a fun-loving, well-intentioned person wearing a gorilla costume." Uh-huh. Or even worse, you'd kill Bigfoot and we'd never get any answers. A related note for West Carolinians, there is no truth to the rumor that if you shoot and kill Bigfoot, you'll receive the reward of a chocolate pie a mile wide. Thank you very much.
That sure is a big pie, Uncle Jed.
Uncle Jed, I shot him. I took his head off. There's a man inside.
Yeah, down by the cement pond. I seen him.
Bigfoot, shoot it. Shoot it. Kill it. Elizabeth, we'll take a break. And Rob's got some little sounds from the garden. We'll do that when we come back. Get away.
away from the past. It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. It's me, Tony Perkins.
Hi there. It's me, Gary Stein. Just wait 1 second, please.
Yeah.
Just needed a puff on my asthma spray.
Yeah, speaking of that, we have comedian Jason Weems. You want to take a puff, too? He's asthmatic as
puff,
well.
Puff, pass. Puff, puff. Put that inhale in rotation.
Jason is here. Very funny man. Got a big concert coming up in Washington this week. He's also asthmatic, so we're going to play a special game. Name the celebrity asthmatic.
It's one of my favorites.
TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes. And download asthmatic. The Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Check that show out. Name the celebrity as Matt.
I listened to that program on the way in today, and that guy, Mr. Weems, has an amazing story. He actually died for 5 minutes when he was doing a comedy show. It's a fascinating tale. You should check it out.
Nothing hasn't happened on this show.
No, no, no.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS sales department. The best thing about the TMOS listener, they're like family. A big, wonderful, delightful family. If you have a product to advertise or a message to spread, the best place to do it might be right here. Think of all the members of your extended TMOS family you'll be reaching. Let the Mike O'Mara Show get your message out to thousands of like-minded folks so they can hear it and act on it. You'll reach thousands of relatives you didn't even know you had. All your cousins!
Cousins! Look at you!
It's easy to get your message out. Just email us at sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Big or small business, you'll be treated like family. Again, that's sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let us spread your word. And without further ado, let's open the audio vault for Wednesday, August 9, 2017. Take it away, Rob.
As you opened with Glenn Campbell, something I'd like to tell you about Glenn Campbell.
Well, it's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Glenn Campbell. That keeps you in the back row.
I mean, an amazing amount of hits and a very tragic way to go. But what a lot of people, I don't know that they're focusing enough on what a talented musician he was. He had a lot of hit records. He was in movies and he was a good singer. But there's some clip that I found. This is from a Bob Hope special in 1974. And it's a great excuse to play Bob Hope. But also, this is Glenn Campbell playing the William Tell Overture on an acoustic guitar. And it is so flipping amazing. He could also play guitar behind his head.
Oh, wow.
Before he was a hit monster, he was a session guitarist. He was in the Champs, who did Tequila.
I heard he didn't know how to read music.
No, he's self-taught.
It's amazing.
And he played with Elvis. He played with Sinatra. He played with Dean Martin. But check this out. This is great.
Hey, by way of Phoenix, Wichita, Galveston, and the top of the charts, here's America's favorite archie, Glenn Campbell. Right here.
Right here. Just an acoustic guitar.
That's cool.
And you can find this on YouTube. It's so cool. While he's doing this, he's mugging. He's making faces to the audience. He's having a blast. This was nothing to him.
Studio musician, right? That's where he got his start.
Yeah. Anyway, so check it out. He does it on both acoustic and electric, and he can play it behind his head. Safe home, Glenn Campbell. I think that was very, very cool. Now, tonight, Apple Music has a show premiering. Mike, you're going to love this. It's everything you love. It's the show, the series, Carpool Karaoke.
Ooh.
And wait, it gets better. It's hosted by James Corden, and it has Will Smith on it.
Ah.
For the premiere episode. Yeah. But I did not know this.
Okay, God. I mean, the greatest overrated bit in the history of overrated bits.
I love it. I don't know why you guys hate it.
Of course you like. Go to the Transformers movie and then watch that.
And then support the Hellions on their ATV.
Why do you hate it so much?
Because it's hack. And it's easy. And it's there's no effort required.
I agree that it's easy. And if it's not a great musician, it's pointless in watching. But I have seen ones that have been fascinating.
So you have seen some of the redeeming.
Yeah, I have. Like
that Adele one was awesome.
Yeah, the Stevie Wonder one was amazing. Yes. But I don't need it all the time. One thing,
And I think that's my point. I think, yes, I think initially, great late night TV bit. Like rivals Kimmel with the Halloween candy. I mean,
yes.
It's up there with it. But then when you just, again and again and again and again, and now you're turning it into a TV. No, come on now. You know, there are not many Wayne's Worlds in this world. You know what I mean? You gotta hunt and peck for the ones that are just so incredible.
What do you feel the same way about... SNL coming out with their own like breakout series for the news?
Oh, the news that starts this weekend.
Yeah,
weekend. Right.
Not really, because you've got continuous changing content and it's not repeating the same, because you have to write and produce and come up with creative ways of delivering the news every week. That I could listen to all the time.
Okay.
I could check that out all the time. I just think that, innovative, great, but God, have they squeezed every drop out of this bit?
I'm asking because I thought I was in the minority initially when I was like, oh, is it that great? And then, like, this is the type of stuff that my sister, who doesn't communicate with me at all, except for things she needs for my mom, so will send me in a text message and say, have you seen this? A carpool karaoke.
From a business standpoint, I'll give it one thumbs up. Is the fact this is a bit that is designed
mass
for sharing
appeal.
And mass media.
I don't understand why everyone. Well,
how many years can you do the same bit,
hey, Charlie?
I don't understand.
Been a long time.
I don't know.
Fascinating on the tonight. This is the premiere. They released this clip. I didn't realize Will Smith got his start when he was this young.
The first one that got released, I was 16.
His first record.
Girls Ain't Nothing But Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I had a record on the radio for the last 30 days as a senior. Right?
That must have been the best 30 days of your life.
You cannot beat your friends in high school knowing you have a hit record on the radio.
Seriously, yeah. Though. I mean, in your yearbook, were you named most likely to have already succeeded?
Right. That's funny.
I thought that was pretty fascinating.
I take it all back. I'm wrong.
Hey, but you can't build an entire series on 30 seconds of tape. I will
and
say
it's
that.
Apple TV.
That's true.
Or Apple, they have their own channel that I watch once in a while. But
hey, Apple.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean,
crazy.
If it's a niche thing.
It's not network.
All right, fine. You know, whatever. Enjoy. Entertain. People are dying to be entertained. Okay?
They love entertainment. Yeah. And that's
why. I'll put away the thing that I had. All right. There you go. Just wanted to play that because
Mike,
I didn't
if you
know
don't
if
you use it,
music.
It goes stale.
That's exactly. That which is used develops.
What is the expiration date on your dynamite? You got to keep it fresh.
I got it from you. It's back in my closet. I got it from Yosemite Sam.
Okay, let's close with this. Big breaking news in the chain restaurant industry.
Hey, this is interesting. A new study came out, a study of chain restaurants, and it found that the Cheesecake Factory serves the unhealthiest food. Yeah, when asked for comment, the CEO said, folks, it's called the Cheesecake Factory.
That is your magic audio vault. See you on Apple TV tonight. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's the audio vault. That's it. That's it, people. Thanks for listening. Glenn Campbell. Don't forget to update our brand new app today. Unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MichaelMaresShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101 Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks again for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao. There's been a load of on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a rhinestone cowboy. One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.